Today is the 1st of September. It's Ginger Cat Appreciation Day. I had a ginger cat named Piranha for a really long time. God bless his soul. And Sean's beloved cat is also Ginger, and his name is Timmy.
Yes.
And yet, Sean, I said, oh, we could do it. We could announce Happy Ginger Cat Appreciation Day because of my beloved cat Piranha and because of your beloved Timmy. And Sean said, no, I want to wish everyone a National Acne Positivity Day.
Happy National Acne Positivity Day to you too, Melanie.
What can Well, there you go.
Imagine if I'd actually memorized that whole spiel and then
I mainly just wanted to shame you because,
today is the 1st of September. Where today?
could you imagine? How is Timmy, by the way? How's Timmy's acne going?
I mean, he has random hair loss. I don't know about acne.
How old is he? I thought he was a, I just assumed he was a young cat.
Don't remember how old he is now. Maybe he's. I feel like he's going on at least 12,
Oh,
10
okay. Shit.
ish.
See, he's old.
Oh, actually, maybe he's more like 8.
Oh, okay. I just kind of assume that I'm the only person with older pets.
It's hard to remember how old they were when we got them as well, because they weren't that small and.
Right.
We'd known that the previous owner had them living in a bathtub for like 6 months.
What?
I think she didn't have a good place to store them. But
Store cats. She didn't have a good place to store the
I
cats.
think they were from the street, from the sounds of it. But
Normally
yeah.
store my cat in the Kallax unit that you can buy from IKEA, but that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, when we got them, they were like, yeah. They
That
were
is
like
obviously a
bunk. They were
joke.
like bunker cats, basically. They both wouldn't come out of hiding.
Oh, that's abuse. You rescued them.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for anyone that shops at IKEA and they know what the Kallax unit is, that's a joke. I don't put my cat in a Kallax unit because there's no doors on it. You have to buy the doors separately.
Yeah.
Hey,
You do,
Beth.
however, put them in the washing machine. Because
Oh, my
that's
God.
fun.
James, a friend of ours, James, told me a terrible story a few years ago now. Actually, I think you were there. He said that he knew someone that they accidentally put their cat in the dryer.
That's right, I think I heard that.
Yeah. And I uncomfortably was like, and then someone made a joke about it, and I felt really terrible for laughing. And I'm like, oh no, shit. The fuck do you put the cat in the dryer? I think it was something like they were putting other clothes in the dryer and the cat jumped in and then they just kept putting clothes in, not realizing the cat. Anyway.
I guess it would have to be a very quiet, small cat.
I mean, I guess it can happen because this morning I had to, I walked into my wardrobe to get dressed and then I shut the door behind me and I was like, where's Beth? And then I opened the door and she'd like walked in there and I didn't even know she was in there. So I guess it can happen. But now that we
That's
talk.
they do manage to get in. Yeah, like I've had moments where my cats have like gotten in my drawers and things like that, and I haven't realized until like way later, or like the next. I think I realized in the middle of the night, the cat like just burst out of the drawer, and I'm like, I didn't even know you were in there. Just hid itself in there.
Yeah.
I guess because it's, I guess because it's black, like you can't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All my
Fucking
clothes are
cats.
black. All my clothes are black, so it makes sense.
Fucking cats. I now I can see why you wanted to talk about National Acne Day instead. But anyway, we're up to normally every when I've listened to previous episodes of our podcast, I accidentally always open with God, we're already up to episode insert number. But I'll be frank, I feel like this season's fucking dragged. I know it's a drag show, but come on.
It is a bit long, isn't it?
It is really long. Maybe I don't know.
What episode is it? It's
It's
episode
Number Sven. Seven.
Seven.
Sven? Fuck, that's a name.
Sven.
Not a number.
Seven.
Seven.
Episode seven.
We start the episode with Ermagerd rubbing off the massage on the glass.
She's like, how is my lip sync?
Yeah, that's right. She was like, did I like turn it? Did I turn it? And everyone's like,
no.
I mean, you were there and so was Bombay, and now like, Bombay's not here.
Yeah, I think like Giselle was like, that little DJ move was interesting.
I mean, it wasn't like the best lip sync ever. Like, yeah. I'm not saying it wasn't bad. Like,
it wasn't the worst.
Yeah, it was a detox lip sync. It was. Wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst.
Yeah, it was average.
Yeah, it happened.
Yeah.
But Miss Fiercelicious is as Gia Gunn would put it, is feeling her oats.
Yeah, she is.
And no one's having it.
And they're all like, no.
And Vivian Vanderpuss is very jealous.
She is bitter.
Yeah. It's funny. I actually felt really old because Miss Fiercelicious, she said, jealousy is a disease. I hope you get well soon. But like I was always told growing up that jealousy is a curse.
Mm.
So I'm like, did they change it because not many people believe in curses anymore? Because my nan used to say, she never used to say that about me. She would say that like to me about other people, you know, because I'd obviously complain about something and then she'd be like, oh, jealousy's a curse.
Mm.
But she was very a Catholic. So I don't know. Do you think they changed it, or do you think my nan just got it wrong, or do you think Miss Fiercelicious is an idiot? Be careful.
I mean, maybe there's more than one. Maybe it can be a disease and a curse. It could be a brand new virus for all we know.
Pandemic, the sequel. I mean, this isn't the first.
Jealousy strain Delta. Yeah.
Maybe jealousy is the next COVID strain.
Yeah. First sign, bitterness. Second sign, pouting.
Yeah, and then no one wants to help Miss Fiercelicious out of her costume. But she seems to be taking it like a champ and not having a proper sook about it.
I mean, you can tell they're all just playing it up for the camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
especially Kimmy Katua. Yeah, she's like, no, we will not help you, girl.
No. Kimmy Katua always sounds like she's playing it up, but I think that's just how she speaks.
I think it's probably a combo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's probably playing it up. Sometimes it's just how she talks.
Mm. Now, it's the next day in the workroom, and people are all like, oh, hey, Vivian, you still haven't won. And Vivian's fucking losing her shit. I don't understand that, how... So
they do this every season, yeah. There's always one of them, they're like, where's your win?
Yeah, I don't get it. Because just because you're in a competition, or just because you're in a reality competition, doesn't mean you're going to win every challenge every single week.
Yeah, and then they do the same thing to the queen.
Well, that's not what they're saying, but you know what I mean. Like, it doesn't, you know...
Yeah, they do the same thing to the queens that win, like, the first episode. Then they're like, you haven't had another win yet. What's happening?
But, yeah, it's clearly getting to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, this will be my week. Yeah.
I mean, you've said that before. And they always say that the next week's going to be my week. And I'm like, well, why wasn't last week your week? But they always seem to know before the challenge. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, they do. They always, yeah, they've always got that little storyline ready.
Makes me wonder if, well, I remember when I was on X Factor, they would sort of get you to say certain things, like there was this one challenge, and they're like, tell us, are you nervous? Are you confident? I'm like, oh, no. And they're like, can you go in saying that you're just like, you're really confident and you've got no choice but to knock everyone off? I'm like, sure, that'll do. So it could potentially just be the producers saying that, and then they just edit the story together.
Yeah. Well, like probably just asking really pointed questions that just equal exactly that.
Yeah, pretty much. Is there a mini challenge? I can't remember.
It was shit.
Can we not talk about it?
Oh yeah, that's right. It was the auditioning for some sci-fi. I guess the only thing part of it relates to the runway. That's it. Because it's sci-fi, because it's vaguely sci-fi related. That's about it. But yeah, it wasn't great. In summary, Kimiko
Yeah,
done.
I really hated this mini challenge.
But the only thought I would have is, why did Vivian decide to dress as Annie? I don't know. But I mean, it's a mini. I'd be mad at her for it, but it is a mini challenge. So who gives a shit?
You get a point.
It's not like she went on the runway in an Annie outfit. Then we would be like, "What are you doing, Vivian? Why are you Annie?"
Why,
Okay.
Annie?
Okay, because you wore that, the sun won't come out tomorrow, because the sun is like. Bitch, why are you dressed up as Annie?
Can we discuss? I don't want to really harp on about this for very long because, it's a stupid challenge. But this is quick drag, right? Miss
Yes.
Fearsalicious looks the same as what she does if she spent, hours getting into drag. Crazy.
Yeah, she kind of does.
I
Yeah.
guess in saying that she paints existing features on her face.
Jada Shader actually looks quite good.
Yeah.
Considering. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to say anything else, but I just think this mini challenge is very jarring.
That is such an insult with Fearsalicious. Now I'm seeing her. Her wig looks terrible. Even though I'm pretty sure it's the Kourtney Kardashian wig.
What's terrible? Me saying that she looks the same. She does.
Yes.
Except for, her face.
Oh, yeah.
Not her hair.
The makeup looks good.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I think because she mainly just paints the existing features on her face.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, paint by numbers or whatever. Whatever Ermigerd did last week.
Paint by what you already have there.
She paints like a woman.
Yeah, Giselle did a very realistic outfit. Because that is what most people do wear to auditions.
Just like jeans and a jumper and tied back hair and a scarf.
Yeah, always with a cardigan. Always with like a scarf or a cardigan. When you see those little like audition reels from like the celebrities out there, or like the big names that have done movies, they're always in like a cardi or a jumper, something like that.
Because it's like you're ready for the role, but also you look nice.
I mean, I guess if you want to play a leading lady, you have to look real.
Know what was stupid today? She looked so not professional. But see, this is what I should have worn into the office today. I went into the office today and I work in a very corporate role. And I was in the office for 2 hours. Me and this other woman, she's wearing a full pants suit. I walk in with fucking flare jeans, sneakers, my rainbow cardigan, and no, that's a lie, with my mustard cardigan, and that big mouth shirt that you got me. I don't know why it just made me think of that. I'm just like, I could have potentially gotten fired today just from what I was wearing, but whatever. Now, they announced the main challenge, and yes, you're right, Kimmy Couture won. She didn't really win any. What did she win? Did she win anything that we care about? Or
$2,500 courtesy of Maid.
Cool. Good
Thanks,
chat.
Maid. I think she said that.
Good chat. The Bruiser Cool. Straight up.
Yeah.
Do you have any concerns for anyone?
Like without seeing anyone talk about anything kind of thing?
Yeah, just straight up.
I don't know about concerns. I feel like I know who'd do well.
Okay.
Like I just assume that Vivian would be a front runner.
Maybe
Giselle would do well.
Yeah. I thought Kimmy was going to do bad because I just remember her doing her Ariana Grande and I'm like, well, she can't even sing, so... Even though she said that she has done vocal training, but I was like, well...
Oh, she said she sang she sang as a kid in the choir, as like a choir boy, obviously pre-transition. And that was why she struggled to sing as an adult, because of her voice change.
Yeah.
But,
I also thought Miss V Silicious may have struggled as well.
Yeah, I would have thought, I would have thought maybe she'd struggle on this one, but you never know with her.
No.
This bitch surprises these days.
Yeah, she's really pushing forward as a front runner.
She is, yeah. I think that is exactly why they made that hilarious thing. Those editors were like, we're losing a villain, but we're going to keep that moment. That moment is going to live in history.
Yeah, that's what I think happened too.
They must have known she's going to be a non-villain the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And she's going to make it, probably going to make it to at least near the end from the looks of things. It's looking like that.
Yeah. I wasn't sure about Irma Gerd, just because I feel like I've had really high expectations of Irma Gerd, and they've always, look, this is me being an asshole, obviously. But I envision that she's really going to smack something out of the ballpark and then she doesn't. It's not to say that she sucks or anything, but it's always just that little bit short. So that's where I was like, look, I don't know, because musicals are fucking hard. I'm a singer. I'm a fucking singer. And
she sort of sets a high expectation, but then it doesn't land. It seems to be what happens.
Yeah. She can fly the plane, but can't land it.
Yeah. I think she does have a very acquired sense of humor. It worked in Snatch Game, but otherwise it's kind of not. Yeah, otherwise it hasn't really hit the mark very well the rest of the time.
Everyone got the parts that they wanted, right?
Yeah, everyone did ones they wanted. I think there was just like, I think Irma Gerd wanted a different one or something, but then she was like, actually, no, I can take that role. Or something like that.
Irma Gerd was very keen on standing out because she was like, every other time I haven't quite stood out and that's what's landed me in the bottom. So I really need to push myself, which I guess like it's fair enough if that's how you feel. But yeah. I don't necessarily think that's ever been the critique from the judges. I think it's just, it hasn't quite landed.
Yeah.
She's paired with Giselle Lullaby, so she's the only one that's going to have a duet, and she's like, fuck, Giselle can't sing. And Giselle's all like, what are you talking about? I'm the best singer ever. Also, I can't sing.
Yeah.
I got the vibe that Giselle, as soon as they said that it was the Bruiser Call, she was like, well, fuck, I'm in the bottom this week.
Yeah. Especially when she was like, oh, it's, so we'll be singing. She made that face.
Yeah. That would suck. Because I think, like, I can appreciate, like, obviously, I'm a singer, you're a musician, so
Yeah.
singing with me would be my go-to, but it is a skill. Like, I'm trying to say this so I don't sound like I'm being up myself or whatever, but singing really is a skill. It's like to sing is a proper skill, and to be a real and for people to really enjoy your singing, it's not just about being, you know, melodically pleasing. You have to be kind of, you really have to kind of, you really have to connect with your audience. You really need to get the audience on board with you. And sometimes the admiration that you get from like somebody that enjoys your singing is so intense. So I can appreciate that if you can't sing and you're expected to sing and have that same impact, otherwise you could potentially lip sync for your life, which could potentially, you know, lose you $100,000. I can appreciate how one would be like, well, fuck. You know what I mean? I mean, it's the equivalent if like someone was to say to me, oh, and now the algebra challenge. Like, well, fuck.
The algebra challenge.
Yeah, fuck that. I don't even know my times tables.
Trigonometry
That is one thing. If you
week.
fuck off. If you met me for the very first time and your first interaction with me was trying to get me to do math, you would think I'm the fucking dumbest person on the planet. Math is not my thing.
Oh, math is hard.
No, it
I
is
occasionally
not
have
my
to do it.
thing.
I occasionally have to do it at work. I work it out. I mean, I did used to do cashiering stuff, but yeah, I had to like, yeah, I had to work out like a client's finance stuff the other night, and like, it had been messed up because I didn't know he had his own money, and he'd spent some of that while during our outing, so I had to do like all this like variance. All this variant shit to work it out, and I was like, it literally took me like an hour. I did make it work though,
I can
but
budget, like I can budget, I can look at it, I can work it out on a calculator, I can do all of that stuff. But for you to be like, right, what's, you know, this times this, or what's, you know, this divided by this, or what's the square root of your anus, I could not tell you.
oh yeah, and if people are like work out the percentage, unless it's an easy percentage, I'm like, of course I'm asking Google.
I mean, I
Like,
know how to work out how much I get off if there's a discount. Isn't that convenient? I can tell you how much the afterpay installments are going to be. I need a calculator, but you know,
yeah.
I
I
can
mean, this
tell
day and
you.
age, you get yeah. Like, I go to Google and I'm like, the percentage, 20% of this is,
Generally, to work out the percentage of
and then it does
something,
it.
generally, you just might like if you're trying to work out. This is one thing I do know because my ex-boyfriend told me, thanks, Cameron. I say that with a snark, obviously. Fuck him. what, jokes aside, we had fun while it lasted. I've got to stop telling jokes. But anyway, generally, the way that he told me to work out a percentage is like if you're trying to figure out the 20, like 20% of something, you go, you know, amount, take away 80% and use like the percent symbol, and then it will tell you. So, for example, if you're trying to figure out, I don't know, this is a stupid example, but if you're trying to work out 20% of 100, you would go 100, take away 80%. And then it'll give you 20. That's how you do it. But, you know, I only use it when I'm trying to convince my current husband, who I'm very happy with. My current husband, I've never been married before, Adrian. I use it to brag to him how much we saved on something to try and convince him that I did a very good job and I
Yeah.
wasn't frivolous and I was being frugal.
Like the man at the petrol station basically did that to me today, actually, but I didn't know what he was talking about. He was like, I think I was buying one bottle of water, but then he was like, "Do you have a rewards card?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, I do." So it was at Woolies. It was at a Woolies petrol station. So I used that, and then he was like, "If you get another one, it means this much savings."
They do that to me too. And I'm just like,
I was like,
mate,
"Okay."
I can't drink 3 700 ml bottles of Dare Mockers in one day. That's not something I can do. But, you know, I might. And then I take them home and I give it a good crack. I'm like, oh, fuck, these go off tomorrow. And then I'm like, well, I've wasted all that money on nothing. And then Adrian's like, you could have gotten a 2 liter for this amount at the shop. And I'm like, yeah, but I wasn't at that shop. I was at the service station. And he's like, why, you know,
Yeah.
that service station guy is just causing arguments with my husband, which is not healthy.
He's ruining marriages.
Anyway, speaking of marriage, we're not going to talk about marriage. I just didn't know how to, I just didn't.
Giselle and Irma Gerd are a duo partner,
There we
which
go.
is not marriage, but I guess it relates.
Giselle looks terrified. She looks like she's accepted her fate straight up when they're in the recording session.
Yeah. I feel like everyone else did quite well.
Yeah, then everyone did quite well in the recording challenge. Giselle was like, this is fucked.
Yeah.
Not good.
I wasn't really necessarily sold by what happens in the recording anyway. Sometimes they decide to make a good recording out of it anyway.
Well, they edit it and then they put auto tune on there and everything else that average run of the real mill pop star uses today. And that's why that's the fucking problem with the music industry, Sean, that everyone can just use auto tune and then everyone sounds fucking subpar but
Yes.
acceptable to listen to when you're doing your groceries. And Drag Race is contributing to that, mate. You know, that's something for another podcast.
Yeah. Drag Race ruining the music industry one recording at a time.
One thing Drag Race is getting right is Hollywood Jade.
Yes, we love
He
Hollywood Jade.
is looking fucking glorious in this episode. Like the green shadow and the bob. Like, who is this man?
Yeah.
My God. Like, I wanted him to like make me over or something. That's how good he looked. Like, in the way that he turned around, it was almost he was just like, "Oh, I'm gonna make you a better woman." I'm like, "Okay." I don't know where I'm going with that. It's been a rough week. But anyway, what I'm saying is he looks very good and influential and I can trust him.
Very beautiful.
Yes.
Love the hair. The hair's different.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like a bob.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It's very 80s, and I'm here for it.
Love the makeup, the eye makeup.
I just said all of this. Are you like repeating everything on a 2 minute delay?
Yes.
Watch, in a minute, you're going to be like, yeah, and this is what's wrong with the music industry, Melanie.
Yeah, I just want to circle back to something you missed before, the auto tune. Although actually one thought I actually did have to circle back to was
Yeah.
I was like, why is Brad Koresky their recording coach?
I don't know.
Okay, I
That
get why
was
it's
so.
Michelle. I get why it's Michelle when in the regular seasons, because Michelle has experience.
She's a singer.
Recording, she's a singer, she's been in a girl group, she's done the shit.
Yeah, I was a
Brad
bit.
Koresky was like a fashion person,
It's like me sitting in on you doing algebra. I don't fucking know.
It's like I get what you know what if it was someone else that has experience with Brad Karevsky also assisting, it's fine. We
Oh,
get
this
that. We're just it's just a little bit like he's just like I'm gonna run the musical one this week because I feel like it.
yeah.
So it just gives
Wasn't
that
it the it's the same as like remember a few seasons ago, the biggest I think it was the guy, one of the original coaches from The Biggest Loser, like the American Biggest Loser. He was like the coach for filming and he didn't understand what was going on because he's not he doesn't do film. He's a PT.
vibe.
Mate, this is where look, I know part of reality TV is scripted and you know all that sort of stuff, but mate, you gotta drop the curtain a little bit. Like give us someone that we can actually believe.
Yeah.
Anyway, Hollywood Jade is teaching everyone how to dance. Hollywood Jade is fairly happy with everybody. Giselle is dancing well. Ermengarde is not dancing well.
Yeah. Although
So really, they
Vivian
make
was
like a perfect
struggling.
pair. They make a perfect pairing because Ermengarde sings okay, but can't dance for fuck,
Yeah.
and Giselle cannot sing for fuck, but can dance pretty good. So, with their powers combined, you have someone that is not the best, but not the worst.
The Vivian, I keep wanting to say the Vivian. Vivian kept struggling, seemed to struggle, but I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't worried about her.
Nah, I had a feeling
Yeah.
she was going to win this week.
She does seem like someone that would drill it all night long.
Oh, yeah, because she's like manic. She's
Yeah.
like, I need to win
Yeah.
because I came in here and I was the best queen and
She's
I
like,
haven't won anything yet. And
she's basically in the Gone with the Wind scene mode at the moment, where she's like, whether I have to lie, cheat, steal, or kill, then God is my witness, I will win this challenge.
pretty much, yeah.
The carrot.
yeah, I'm fairly concerned by this challenge so far. I mean, I think the Rusicals, they're kind of unfair, really, because then it's never an even playing field because you have some of them where they literally have to sing, and then you have others where they don't literally have to sing, or you have
Yeah.
others where they have to sing live.
Even without that, it's a lot to memorize in 2 days.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they send the, I mean, maybe they've already. Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't know. I don't know what they give them beforehand for these, 'cause like they must write these songs in advance to the show. So I don't know. Maybe they like get someone else to record most of the parts.
I
And
reckon what happens
then
is,
they like so then they at least know how it's meant to go. I don't know.
yeah, I reckon like when I did X Factor, I knew. So there was a challenge I had to do where I had to sing one of three songs a cappella at fucking midnight. Anyway, that was a whole story. That was a whole saga that I'm not going to get into today. Yeah, I had to, but they actually told me the three songs 2 weeks before I got onto the, like before I went to the boot camp. So at least I knew what the songs were.
Yeah.
And I was a fuckwit and only learned one song, rookie error. Learn all three. Learn all
Yeah.
three because everyone bar two of us did the same fucking song. I sung it the best, obviously, but you know. I didn't get eaten by a fucking shark, and I haven't had cancer yet, or some other fucking sob story. Or rather, I had a plentiful of sob stories, but none that I cared to tell. Because, you know, I'm on the show for 15 minutes. It's not a therapy session. Come on. That's what See, this is why I need to go on Drag Race. I need to be a Drag Race contestant. But I don't do drag. I just am myself amongst the competition. I mean, that could pass, right?
Like, you're giving us the same thing every week, Melanie. And you're like, yeah, but it's variety and like my style. You know what I mean?
I'll be all like, do you want it any other way? And they're like, yeah, fair call. You're safe.
Like, yeah, but these are different flares from the week before.
God. They don't really talk about anything in the Untucked, so I reckon we just go straight to the runway.
Yeah, I don't even remember what I couldn't even remember what they said.
Oh, crying about being gay again. They're always fucking crying about being gay. It's okay. It's okay to be gay. Just be gay, as Priyanka says. It's all right. Stop having to cry about it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. They look at, like, well, they show an image from childhood. Yeah, they're crying. It's stuff.
Yeah.
And their emotions are very valid and we accept them, but we just can't remember enough to summarize it.
Well, it's not so much. I mean, they're gay. Move on.
Though Giselle looked very cute.
I sound very insensitive. Obviously, I'm joking. I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like to be gay. I don't, because I'm very, because my gender and sexual preferences are very vanilla. So... we are on the runway now. this look of Brooklyn's. No, I don't want to talk about the others. This look of Brooklyn's is next level.
Yes.
I actually love that her and Brad look like they were a couple.
Yeah.
Like the lapel of Brad's blazer, it kind of matched the flourish of flowers across Brooklyn's bosom, into her hip, into her hair. It was just so beautiful. Tracy Melshaw once again looks like shit. It's okay. She looks she's beautiful, but the dress was shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fucking lip color that Brooklyn's got with that eyeshadow. Oh, it reminds me of this lipstick that I wear. I used to wear it all the time. I think it's called Teddy. What's it called? The car. It's by Lime Crime. Controversial. I know. A lot of people don't like Lime Crime for reasons that have occurred so long ago. And the person involved with Lime Crime doesn't even work there anymore. But, you know, some people just, that's a whole thing. I can't even remember what happened. I'm sure someone will tell me. But yeah, they have a color called Teddy Bear. It's very good. And it looks like that, just like this deep, like mauve purple, burgundy, cherry red thing. It's very good. But it looks very soft as well, just very velvety and so nice.
Mm.
I would love to see you in a suit like that, Sean.
I would too.
Okay. And then I can wear a dress like Brooklyn's. Remember that time we went somewhere and people thought we were a couple? Remember that?
Yeah.
Is this your boyfriend? I died. I was just like, okay. Yeah, Sian's my boyfriend. I can't remember. Where was that? Was that a cabaret or something? I think it was.
Yeah, it might have been.
You heard it here first. Sian and Melanie were an item.
Actually, that I think that might have been them trying to clarify that I was gay. So then they were like, if it was who I was thinking it was.
The gay couple that added both you and I on Facebook and never spoke to us ever again, but clearly wanted to pound you.
Listen to me again.
Yeah, I know they spoke to you again. They added me on Facebook, and then like a year later, they saw me somewhere else and they're like, hey, long time no see. And I was looking at them like, oh, wait, you're the guy that wanted to fuck my boyfriend. I didn't say that though. I was just very polite going, oh yeah, hi, how are you? And I'm just like, why did you add me on Facebook if you had no intentions of speaking to me ever again when you made such a big fuss of wanting to speak to me? But you know, straight women don't get it.
Were nice. They went to my AIM musical, finally. Well, one of them did. I can't remember.
That's right. Yeah, they were following you around everywhere. And I'm just like, just ask him. You don't have to stalk him. Just ask him. Am I wrong? Just fucking ask. And he'll probably go, yeah.
No, they were probably smart not to. I was a bit of a tease back then. A bit more direct now.
Him a tease. That was around about the time when you had the hots of someone and you told me that you took your shirt off because you wanted to be a bit more primal. That was when I was like, I need to keep this guy in my life. He's so good.
Sounds about right.
It's one of my
My
favorite things.
strategies haven't changed, really.
Next time you come
Sneak.
over, you're gonna have your shirt off, and I'm like, Sean, why is your shirt off? You're like, I'm being primal.
I'm feeling my primal.
When I have like three other gays here, I'm like, dude, what's going on? You're like, look, I just wanted you to see me, and I
Primal.
just wanted to be primal, so I took my shirt off.
I'm just like primal. Primal.
We get to the actual challenge now. This was really fun. This little musical. The music was very good. It reminded
Yeah.
me of like the music from the Legally Blonde musical, which, by the way, very good musical if you haven't seen it. I've seen it about three times. I'm cool not to see it again, but I am gonna have to see it again because a friend of mine is in a production of it, and I obviously love this friend very dearly, so I will have to go see the musical.
I'll actually go to this one. Yeah.
Oh, did you want to come with me? We can go together. I think Lauren wants to go as well.
Okay.
Cool. Sorted. That's sorted. Take that off the list. Who did you think was the best in this challenge? I was very surprised now that I've asked you a question and cut you off. I was very I chucked a Trixie Mattel there, asking you a question, then cutting you off and interrupting you. I was very surprised. I was pleasantly surprised by a number of queens in this thing.
Me too, yeah. Yeah, they were mostly good singing.
Yeah.
Beta Jade is a really good singer.
Data Shader was a mad singer. Could have
It's.
pushed, needed to, I mean, talking from a vocal, like a vocal technical level. When she did those like the top note, when she was like hang on, I'm still got I'm not coughing anymore, let's see if I can do this. For the example, when she was going I need a vacation, I need a vacation, I think what she needed to do was like that top head voice, she really needed to open and widen the mouth a lot more. And really open the and really lift the soft palate, just so not to get a louder sound, because that's not always to get a, I know they associate that sometimes to get a louder sound, but just to be able to make room for that note without it, with it being soft, still having like light head voice, but without it being weak. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. How did I
Yeah.
sound? Tell me now. If you say less than perfect, I'll be very upset and disappointed.
Wait, we're asking about the singing.
Yes.
Okay, are you good?
Cool. Good chat. listeners, if you would like us to form an acoustic duo or some project like that and cover this whole musical, comment below. Well, not comment below, but you know, do whatever.
Comment in the comment section options
We
that
can
exist
do this whole,
somewhere.
we can do this whole, you know what we should do? We should do like a medley of musicals.
That'd be fun.
That could be fun. We could do that.
There are a lot of them.
Yeah, but like you wouldn't do like the whole, like you wouldn't do this whole thing. You would literally do just like bits and pieces, and that's why they call it a medley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I felt bad for Irma Gerd because she was absolutely the worst. And it wasn't to say that she was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't the one. And I felt, and the thing that sucks, right, is that Giselle Lullaby, she was also going to be in the bottom because she had to pair with Irma Gerd. You know what I mean? So like she was automatic and because everyone else was so good. Like even fucking Miss Feesalicious so good.
Yeah, she did really well.
Yeah. All of them were like fantastic, to be frank.
And Kimiko Tua was smart. She chose a role where like most of it was just talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she's probably the best dancer out of them all too, so she nailed it a bit.
Yeah. I just think, yeah, it just sucked because there was that duo and Irma Gerd was clearly, again, not terrible, but she clearly was the worst. It she was automatically just going to bring her partner down, which really sucked for them, the two of them. Like, obviously, it wasn't deliberate. It's just how they would kind of pair it with, like, well, you guys didn't have the connection with each other. You guys weren't in sync, so therefore, both of you were in the bottom. Like that's literally all it was.
Yeah.
But Giselle Lullaby is my favorite, so I was like, ah, don't do that. What I mean?
No. Giselle.
so we agree with who the bottoms are, I guess. Who did you think should have won?
I wasn't particularly fast, actually. I was kind of like, I mean, they're all good. I was
Okay.
happy.
Once again, Sean has not
I
made
was
a
happy with
decision.
whoever.
Sean has not made a decision.
I didn't feel anyone got robbed.
Actually, yeah, okay, that's a good way to put it. I was yeah, I think Vivian Vander. Oh shit. There you go. You get to see my beautiful face. I've decided as of this moment, I'm not going to wear makeup anymore because why do I need to? Look at this.
What's national?
You're saying, wait, bitch, are you saying that I've got acne?
Was about to, and then I'm like, oh, wait, I'm not actually going to say that.
Okay.
Well, actually, it would match the poster. Because the person on the poster doesn't have any acne.
Oh, that's why you wanted it. Yeah. Yeah. Just to go back to that for a sec,
You
listeners. If
go.
anyone wants to figure out why, if you look up National Acne Appreciation Day, the photo of the bitch looking at herself, she has flawless skin. Like,
Yeah.
it. She doesn't
And
have
she's
acne.
smiling and it looks all deep.
What is it? Is she literally going, I appreciate that other people have acne, but I don't. Is that what it's meant to mean?
Yeah. It's like search for your pimples, critique, and then when you don't have any, be happy. Like
Well, I think Vivian Vanderpuss should have won
Yeah.
purely because the just because the choreography was fucking hard. That was hard. It was fucked. It was hard. Closely followed.
That's a lot to memorize.
I think closely followed by Miss Fiercelicious.
Yeah, I think so too.
And the bottoms were Irma Gerd and, unfortunately, Giselle Lullaby.
Giselle.
Yeah, I didn't want that to happen. But, I mean, it was kind of inevitable, right? There's not that many queens that don't ever end up in the bottom.
It often happens at least once.
I mean, who doesn't, you know, what queens have won and never landed in the bottom? Bianca Del Rio. I think that's it. Oh, Violet.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Alaska did an in-season bye, but she didn't win.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, just winners. I the more I think about it, I literally think it's just Bianca and
Oh, Tyra never lip synced. But do we talk about Tyra?
We didn't talk about Tyra.
We don't talk about Tyra.
We don't talk about Tyra. Isn't that the song from El Canto? Thank you. Sorry, Adrian's just coming with my thing. Now, we won't dwell on this for too long. Tops, bottoms, runway, go.
Giselle, it's good. Obviously, was really good this time.
Yeah.
That was very good.
Are you going to name everyone as being good except for one or two? That's what you're going to do. I can see it in your eyes. That's exactly what you're going to do.
Well, there's only six anyway.
Well, you may as well name all. You may as well name four of them then. Which ones are your four favorites, Sean?
I'm just going to name one more only. And it was, I didn't like Irma Gerd that much. Or Shade of Shade. Okay, fine. I mean, four.
Yeah.
The best. Four out of six isn't that bad.
Miss Fiercelicious, I think she was the best.
Yeah.
I think the bottom, I think it was either Irma Gerd or Jada Shada Hudson. Jada Shada Hudson was very lazy.
Yeah, it was just lazy.
I know they were losing their shit over Vivian Vanderpuss. Like, that was cool too, but I just think the transformation of Miss Fiercelicious was just a lot better. It was a lot more impressive, in my view.
It was very unique and interesting.
But I think what happens too, sometimes when you're the winner of the challenge, you have, like, the best week ever, you know? It's very rare that they go, your runway was shit, be the winner of this week's challenge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They really, like, warm it up for you.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was good. Yeah, Vivian's was good. It just wasn't as good as, I think Fiercelicious was just a better runway.
Hmm. Oh my god! Actually, yeah.
This was another one that Eve 6000 said she designed. She designed this one, but she did the original sketches, but then someone else executed it. It's another one of those.
Actually,
they must be very good friends.
Actually, Kimmy Couture, what the fuck is she wearing?
Oh yeah,
I think that's the worst look. Now that I'm looking at it, yes.
I just thought it was. I thought it was a fine look. It was just. It's just the same thing again.
Oh, it's messy. It's all over. Yeah, I totally forgot. I think I forgot because she wears the same fucking thing every week. Well, it's a similar concept anyway. There's just a lot of stuff. Like, she's a very small frame and she's got shit on her face, shit on her shoulders, shit on her tits, shit on her hips, shit on her waist. Like, you know, thigh-high
shit
boots.
There, shit here, shit on the walls.
Yeah, like, it's just everywhere.
The shit hit the fan.
Yeah. I think I hated that just because I've seen it before. Maybe I'm just being a dickhead. I don't know.
No, I think I think that was the Grudge's critiques as well, was like, it's good, but we've seen it before.
The tables have turned. I literally just ripped on you being like, what? You can't even be decisive of which ones you liked. And now I've literally just turned around and gone, oh, I hate this one and I hate this one and I hate this one. I mean, hey, it just goes back to straights have more rights than gays, I guess. And that even comes down to, you know, opinions.
Straights are allowed to be indecisive. Whereas gays, it's like, make up your mind.
Oh, hey, who's this judge? This guest judge?
Okay,
is he like a singer or something?
Jeremy Dutcher.
What's it?
A musicologist, singer, or musician, performer.
Right, okay.
I think, yeah, musicologist, music artist, I think. Yeah. Honestly, don't know a lot about him, but...
He looks like he's in a, like, some sort of Led Zeppelin tribute band. But for gays.
Yeah, Canadian musicologist is what it comes up with.
Okay.
But yeah, bunch he's of stuff come up. That, oh, yeah, Indigenous as well. Yeah, songs that mostly seem to be in a different language.
Okay, that's fun.
Oh, that's a question there too. Wolastoq language. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong.
Oh, you absolutely are.
Well, do you know how to pronounce it?
No, so I'm letting you try.
Well, thanks. Oh, it's less... Apparently he said it's less about asking people to learn a new language and more about disrupting the bilingual Anglo-centric Canadian music narrative. Okay, that's fun.
Okay, so he's fairly important, influential.
Yeah.
Yep. Bit of an I can't believe you didn't know who he was, Sean.
Basically a bit of an activist in the Canadian music Indigenous world.
Well put, Sion.
Which is cool. I'm glad to be introduced.
We're in Untucked. It's interesting.
Is it?
Well, it's interesting in that Jada Hudson's like, well, you know, you guys, your looks are a lot more elevated than mine. So that sucks. So I think she thinks she's in the bottom.
Yeah,
and then Miss Fee Silicious is like, well, I'm fucking serving, and she can't talk. And everyone's all like, I wish that she had this thing in her mouth forever. I think this one, they were just trying to figure out who was going to be in the bottom. Because it was kind of hard, but I mean, it was obvious. In my, just watching the challenge, it was obvious that Irma Gerd was going to be at the bottom.
Yeah, Irma Gerd was like front runner bottom.
Yeah, I think she especially knew it when they were like, why did you take that cloth thing off your skirt? And they're like, oh, because I wanted to do a reveal. And they're like, yeah, there's nothing to reveal. So,
yeah.
Yeah, they really chopped the mother down with that one.
Yeah. It was 100% with her. And then it was kind of like, who will be her bottom two partner? But yeah, I mean, I get why that happened. I mean, I get that why that happens with Jada being like, maybe it's me, because you're kind of like, they don't know how they're going to edit this. So for all I knew, the producers were going to be like, we want her in the bottom more than we do.
Yeah. Well, they made a point of saying that she should have pushed her vocals a little bit more, but I mean, yeah, it's that sort of critique where it's like, oh, you can really sing. But you really held back?
And there are some weeks where we've looked at it and been like, that queen was way better than that queen. Why were they in the bottom two? So for all so it's understandable. She's like, I got these critiques. Maybe I'm lip syncing, but
yeah. Well, how many times have we seen like an episode of Snatch Game or something, and all the queens are like, I don't think this character was any good. And then that person wins. And then, you know, outside interviews and stuff, they're just like, they weren't getting that many laughs or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just, you really don't know. But it is a reality television show. We got to remember, it's not necessarily a competition. I mean, there's a prize at the end if you get all the way to the end, but it's not necessarily a competition.
Yeah.
Kind of like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. you got the golden ticket. It's not really a competition. It's just who can survive the longest and get the big thing at the end.
I'm going to say one thing that, whatever. One thing that Minnie Cooper said that actually was a good point when it comes to this show's platform as well, is that they really could benefit. I mean, yeah, I guess COVID's made that difficult, but they could really benefit from a studio audience in most of these scenarios. They're like, particularly Snatch Game.
They have had audiences in the past, like for stand-up challenges and things like that. But COVID has made it so hard. And I think even like, I know restrictions are, I guess, like very relaxed. I would say that we barely have any restrictions now.
Yeah.
I was on a train today and I had to wear a mask.
Oh, there's like hardly anyone else in the train wearing one.
Yeah, but I think studio audiences and things like that, I don't know if that's necessarily going to come back in the way that it was in TV, just because COVID's really changed the way that it's really changed our way of thinking. Like I know, like last week.
It's difficult to get. It's probably still difficult to get people for it as well. Like if it's even safe.
I just don't think people feel comfortable. And now we've got cases.
Like the mask singer used to use the crew as their audience.
Yeah. But now you've got things like I went to Kiss last week. Straight people drag show. Went to go see Kiss. And I sat there. I actually forgot my mask. But it was like, I'm okay. I've just kind of sat. Yeah, whatever. and you're going to laugh at this. Because I was like half joking, but there was also a part of me that was genuinely just like, how the fuck are they getting away with this? Like Paul Stanley, my favorite, he had a pick in his mouth. He was like swirling this pick, like a guitar pick out in his mouth. And then he just like spat it into the crowd. And, on the there's a part in the show where Gene Simmons, because he's like the demon, right? He does this every single show where he has blood capsules and he flies into the air and he bites into the blood capsules and he's like throwing, like he's wagging his tongue around. He's got this massive tongue. I was like, how are they even able to do that? That's not. And he blows fire and all these other things. I'm like, this is not COVID safe. And then it escalated, Sean. You know what happened?
What?
It turned out it was Gene Simmons' birthday. And so like towards the end of the show, they came out with a birthday cake. He blew out the candles. Two, he actually smushed the cake into his face. And then he started eating the cake with his hands. And then he looked at the crowd and he just threw chunks of cake at people in the crowd and also spitting the cake everywhere. And he still has like blood capsule crap everywhere. And I remember just, like, I said to Adrian, I'm like, none of this is COVID safe. And like, I was laughing, but at the same time, I was just like, how have they even... Like, how have they even gotten clearance to do this in the world that we live in now? You know what I mean? So it's crazy that Kiss can do that, but, you know, they can't have a studio audience of Drag Race. But hey, straights. Yeah. Straights have more rights.
Straights,
we can spit on people. You guys don't get an audience.
Although, who knows? I mean, maybe RuPaul is actually more COVID conscious than what we know. Even though it seems like it in the US seasons, he doesn't care as much.
I think COVID, it's one of those things that people's opinions have constantly changed, which is okay.
They do, yeah. It's always on and off, or who knows?
I think the thing is we're so reliant on being told by, you know, the government or, you know, our health systems or whatever, what's going on. So that's where you kind of rest. Like, you know, like up until a few months ago, I was like up until I got vaccinated, I was like, fuck, I don't want to get this thing. And then I got vaccinated. Then I was like, I don't want to get it, but it's probably inevitable that I'm gonna get it, especially when it, now we've got people getting it twice, which is fucking crazy. Anyway, now back to Drag Race.
Yes.
We have our bottom two, Ermengarde and Giselle Lullaby. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay.
On the Vivian, what fucking hell? Vivian
Oh yeah,
Vandepoest
shit.
won.
We always do this. We always forget to mention the winner. Fuck the winner.
Yeah.
Vivian Vanderpuss wins, and everyone's like, oh, finally. She knew she was gonna win.
Her name seems to be difficult for me, apparently.
I mean, it's a bit of a long name, to be honest. Jada
Yes.
Shay. I think this is a problem. These queens have longer names. I think that's why the season seems like it's taking longer, because they've all got really long names.
Yeah, the episodes are extended because you keep having to say the name.
Miss Fiercelicious, Jada Shada Hudson, Vivian Vanderpuss. It's all been.
Like, oh God, we lost time. We lost at least 10 minutes.
Yeah. All right. What's this song, mate?
This song is.
Lip Sync Assassin Ermengarde. Off you go.
Yep, the amazing, really good song by the
And that's our show.
well-renowned, established artist. Okay, fine. Okay, I have it now. I think.
Thought you had it that whole time.
Yeah, that was just the intentional build-up. Love Is by Alana Miles.
Do you know this song?
No.
Okay.
I do not know it, nor do I know who Alana Miles is.
Did you
Let's
enjoy
find
this
out if
song?
she's from Canada. Let's see if they do
She's totally
what
from
AU
Canada.
does.
She'd totally be from Canada.
I mean, I'm betting too. Yeah, Canadian singer-songwriter. Thank you, Canada, for sticking to people from Canada.
I'm like down under.
Yeah, unlike Down Under, who are lazy.
Fucking lazy. Fucking bullshit lazy. What did you think of this lip sync?
Oh, she's the one that did Black Velvet.
Yeah.
Oh. So you knew that this whole time, and you just let me squirm.
Straights. We know who Alana Miles is. What can I say?
Bloody straight people.
I actually hate that song, Black Velvet. I've had to sing it way too many times. I had no idea what the song was about. For ages, I thought the song was about nothing. And then as I was having a bitch to Adrian about it, being like, everyone loves this song. This song's so boring to sing. Like, it's just a nothing song to sing. And doesn't really go anywhere. And it's got no build, and it's just and
I
then
only like it because like when it plays I can add a third harmony to it in the middle bit. That's about it.
you know what this song's about? We googled it.
What's about? What's it about?
It's about Elvis Presley.
Huh?
Yeah. Huh. That's what I thought. Boring.
Although so topical right now with Baz Luhrmann's new movie out.
Oh, have you seen it? I haven't.
I haven't yet. I really want to, though, actually. I probably would enjoy it.
Natalie Bassingthwaite's apparently in it.
Yeah.
Rogue Traders. She used to sing in a band called Rogue Traders. That could be potentially on Drag Race Down Under, but hey.
Yeah, another one. Yep.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, sneaky sound
Don't
system, even.
sneaky
Yeah,
sound
just
system.
so many.
So many
Bloody hell.
fucking idiots. Killing Heidi.
You're killing Heidi. Oh God, that's a great example. Oh.
Fucking idiot, seriously. Now, who
Yeah.
won the lip sync, mate? And in your opinion?
Oh, Giselle.
Yeah, totes.
I mean, you could tell straight away it was gonna happen. I mean,
Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, they were never going to get rid of her.
Yeah. It was Emiko's second time, and she wasn't really that amazing last time either.
No.
So it was like, yeah.
Lip sync assassin over here. Irma Gerd.
But I'm sad to see her go. I mean, she was like our letter. She was basically our Letterkenny drag queen.
Yeah, I just. It's a shame
We
because I
haven't had
just.
a like a country Canadian queen like that yet. So it's quite
Yeah.
cool. It's cool that we've had. Yeah. It's cool that she's been there.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah.
It was funny because when like Giselle kind of had this look at her face where I think she knew she was going to win the lip sync. I think she just kind of figured that's what was going to happen.
Yeah. She's a confident dancer, I think, so. Yeah.
Well, not my favorite episode, just because I hated the mini challenge so much.
Same.
And I hated a majority of the looks. However, the musical
Most
was fun.
Yeah,
Yes.
you're fun musical.
Good chat, Sean.
Good chat, Melanie.